Message number 401. Billions of souls, not millions, will convert. Saturday, April 21, 2012 at 04:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I must bring comfort to all those who may fear these messages. Let me calm you all, my dearly beloved followers, by assuring you of my great mercy for the whole of mankind. Because of the prayers of my cherished followers, all of which are heard and answered according to the divine timing of my eternal Father, much conversion is beginning to flourish. Never give up hope. You are the backbone of my mission on earth to help me save the whole of humanity. As such, you will suffer the pain of the sins of others. Never assume that the sins of others can blacken the light of God the Most High to such an extent that all is lost. Very soon all will witness the glory of God through my divine mercy, which will be revealed during the warning. Billions of souls, not millions, will convert. This will mean that Satan's power will dwindle when God's army will rise in strength to defeat the beast. All of humanity will know the truth of their existence soon. This will be the turning point for God's children, who will unite in preparation for the new era of peace where no sin will exist. Prayer is important because God the Father gave each person on this earth at the time of their birth the gift of free will. Because of this, although he has the power to do anything he wishes, he wants his children to come to him of their own free will. God the Father does not want to force his children to love him. This must come naturally. But how can you love someone you don't know? This is the problem in the world today. Very few know God the Father. Very few know me, his beloved Son Jesus Christ. You, my followers, must use prayer so that my Father can bestow special gifts on those souls who are in darkness. Then they will be shown his glorious light and they will be saved. Through your gift of prayer, God the Father will use divine intervention to bring those who do not know him or who do not know he exists closer to his heart. Many souls, however, who do know my Father and who deliberately turn their back will face terrible chastisements. They will be given every opportunity but will reject God. For these souls who conduct despicable acts common in certain parts of the world, the chastisements will come in the form of earthquakes. For those global groups who will continue to destroy the countries over which they control, they will be stopped and punished harshly by the hand of my Father. Again, your prayers are needed to mitigate such sin and subsequent chastisements. A little more time is needed in preparation for my divine mercy to allow for more souls to be prepared for this great event. It is important that most of humanity can be saved and that all souls, including hardened sinners, are given a chance to reunite as one with God. It is my greatest wish that I will reign over most of humanity in the new paradise. Your prayers will help me fulfill my great desire so that we can all become one family in love and unity forever and ever. Your beloved Jesus.